From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is the next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, this week we have, of course, the Big 12 championship game. Baylor and Oklahoma State kicks off 11 a.m. Central from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. We will have the breakdown for you as we talk to the radio analyst for both Oklahoma State and Baylor, John Holcomb from the Cowboys Radio Network and J.J. Joe from the Baylor Radio Network. They'll be along here in just a while. And then, of course, we'll talk about the coaching changes with Lincoln Riley leaving, Bob Stoops coming back, Sonny Dykes in at TCU. That's all ahead here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Our first guest, John Holcomb, radio analyst on the Cowboys Radio Network, here to help us preview Oklahoma State and Baylor, Big 12 championship game. John, nice to have you with us.
Great to talk to you again, Bill.
I want to go back to the Bedlam game. I'm watching that. OSU down 33-24, the missed field goal. Then Spencer Sanders picked off at the 8. It's like, oh, man, it's just not working. To come back when it looked like the wheels could have come off this thing, how did the team keep it together?
Well, I think it's a testament to the overall experience and maturity, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You have guys on the offensive side who played a lot of college football too, but it's really, it goes back to the defense. You needed something to help stabilize things because it was going so south in the third quarter. It was getting ugly and it was, you know, where's this coming from? And, you know, it's bad enough that you've had times when you could have beaten your arch rival, but they would make a play here or there near the end of the game that just kind of ruined things. But to kind of shoot yourself in the foot was just nuts. But I think it was the way the defense and those leaders stabilized things, pitching a shutout. Oklahoma scored 9 points in the second half, all in the third quarter. None of them came on the defense. I think that's really where it came from. And just this belief that you were going to, as Mike Gundy's told them all season long, the motto has been find a way. And they found that way.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too, about that shutout in the second half, because I had your broadcast partner on, Dave Hunziker, last week. And, you know, we talked about OSU's defense and he said, look, they haven't faced an offense like they're going to see in Oklahoma. And Caleb Williams threw 3 touchdowns. Kennedy Brooks averaged over 6 yards per carry. Was there anything that they did different in the second half? What changed?
Well, they did make some adjustments defensively. You know, Jim Knowles' style includes a lot of aggressive man coverage on outside receivers. And so Oklahoma, and that was my main concern coming into the game, was Oklahoma's ability with big receivers, you know, not just the speed with Marvin Mims, but Braden Willis, the tight end, Austin Stogner, guys like that, and Hazelwood, of course, they all have good size to go along with great athletic ability. And no team the Cowboys had played up to that point had been able to exploit that or give it a shot. I mean, teams would take deep shots. You know, Dagey at West Virginia, Will Howard at Kansas State, even Gary Bohannon at Baylor, they would all take deep shots at least early in the game to try to see if you could get an early touchdown that would give you momentum. But none of them could convert really on that. The only one who got something big on that defense was early third quarter at Iowa State when they threw the slant to Hutchinson, and then he gets – let's just call it a dubious taunting call, which took the touchdown off the board, and that ended up sparking Iowa State anyway. But obviously those are different games. But Oklahoma's talent at receiver and winning one-on-one matchups against Cowboy defensive backs that was my main concern. And that was what was happening to a certain degree in the first half. Second half, Coach Knowles decided, hey, let's play a little more zone. Let's mix in more zone coverage. And sometimes it's man underneath with your corners and zone on the back end. And that really seemed to work, because if you go back and watch the game, you see that Caleb Williams, who's immensely talented, if you can get him as a young quarterback to sit in the pocket, have to read progressions and then hesitate on where he's going to go with the ball, that gives your front line time to put pressure on him and make him and sack him, as the Cowboys did six times, but also just make him less dangerous than he really is.
John Holcomb is joining us, the radio analyst on the Cowboys Radio Network on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. You talk about young quarterbacks. It looks like the redshirt freshman Blake Shapen is going to start for Baylor. He's more of a guy that's going to sit in the pocket. So what's the defense? What do you think the strategy will be this week? Do they go back to playing that man coverage and forcing Shapen to throw the ball deep?
Well, you don't get too far away from who you really are. So you'll see man coverage, yes. But what's worked so well, and because you have all the maturity on the defensive side, the guys who have been in Jim Knowles' system now for years, you have the ability to change calls within the course of, you know, possession without worrying about confusing your own guys about what you're asking them to do, because they can relay it and they're usually in the right spot. I think you mix it up. I think you do just what you've done to everyone else. I think you absolutely mix it up and you make it to where he's going to have to take more time, because what you're trying to do is give yourself as much time as possible up front for those defensive linemen like Brock Martin and the freshman Colin Oliver. Give them time to get to the quarterback, because they're pretty good at getting him on the ground.
John, let's switch over to the offensive side of the ball. Jaylen Warren in the Bedlam game, 17 carries, 56 yards. The game before that against Texas Tech, 12 carries for 37. Is he nicked up? Any concerns there?
He has been. He took a shot in, I think it was in the TCU game, that he went to the sidelines for a little bit. He came back in the game, if I remember right. It didn't do much after that. And he's kind of played through some discomfort, let's say. Hopefully his, you know, getting a few days, just like the last couple of weeks, he ran hard against Oklahoma, but he, you know, he wasn't in there the entire time. Try to keep him as healthy as you possibly can. He is a tough young man. And he was a key in the first go round with Baylor, had 125 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The thing that you've seen lately, which has been good, even though he's not been 100%, his carries have been down, because he was pacing, you know, averaging about 32, 33 carries a game there for a stretch in the middle of the season when the Cowboys were still trying to get healthy at receiver and trying to figure out who they really were offensively. They were leaning on him a lot. Now, he hasn't carried it quite as much over the past handful of games, and that's good. And it's also given a chance for Dominic Richardson. Desmond Jackson's been back and healthy. It's given those guys a chance to get a few more carries. Richardson, unfortunately, had the fumble that led to the safety against Oklahoma. But you've got some depth there at running back. And, you know, Richardson last year in Waco, which this is a, you know, totally different team with Baylor. They had so many health-related issues in that game, but he was great down in Waco last year, and he's had some good games, and he's shown the ability to run with aggression too, which is what I think you need against Baylor.
John, in our last minute, college football playoff rankings, Oklahoma State fifth. What are your feelings from the OSU perspective on what needs to happen Saturday for the Cowboys to get in the playoffs? I know that's putting the cart in front of the horse here, but...
Well, sure. And the players were asked about it on Tuesday after practice. And, you know, they all have, that's where the maturity really comes into play too. They're like, well, yeah, I mean, of course we would like to play for it all, but if we don't play well this Saturday, we're not going to have an opportunity to do that. So I think that there are a lot of OSU fans, obviously, that are excited about the fact that the Cowboys jumped Notre Dame in the poll and they're one spot out of a Final Four berth. But I also think there are a lot of OSU fans who are kind of given a sideways glance at the CFP rankings because of the history of what happens with those Final Four. If you aren't a blue blood program, then you're not going to believe it until you actually see it. I think there's a really good chance the Cowboys get in if they beat Baylor. But you know, I'm kind of like them. I'm going to wait until Sunday and just say, okay, they're either in or they aren't. Should they be? Sure, I believe so. But time will tell, Bill. Yeah. Time will tell.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, John Holcomb, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime, Bill. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, thank you. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a 2-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
And we're back on Big 12 This Week, where you can download the show as a podcast if you go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, add Big 12 This Week to your arsenal. All right, now to get Baylor's perspective on our can't-miss game of the week, we bring in their radio analyst for the Bears Network, J.J. Joe. J.J., let's go back to last week. As a former quarterback yourself, how would you break down Blake Shapen's play last week against Texas Tech?
I would say very mature, Bill. You know, he's a redshirt freshman, a young guy that, you know, he just – was that his first start? I got to think now. I think that was his
– Yeah.
Is that his first start? Yes, exactly. But nevertheless, it was a great performance because he didn't make – any bad decisions. I mean, did he miss some throws? Yes. Did he probably hold the ball a little bit too long on occasion? Yes. Did they have one or two opportunities that are under interception? Yes, that happens. But overall, he managed the game well, made the throws when he needed to make the throw. I mean, if you look back at the stat line, I think he had 254 yards of passing, two touchdowns, had a couple timely runs. So a very mature performance by a young man that has supreme confidence, which is what you need when you have a really good team.
I read that Gary Bohannon is considered uncertain at the time of this interview. Do you have any information, or what does your gut say about him playing in this Big 12 championship game?
Bill, you know, they hold it pretty tight, especially, you know, all colleges seem to do that now, but I don't have any more information, but my gut tells me Gary doesn't play. I mean, most athletes, you know, if you've ever had a hamstring or played and seen somebody with a hamstring, it's a month long injury. And the way if you recall, I'm not sure how many people saw it. I mean, when Gary was running, he was running full tilt and he just boom, he goes down. So that tells me that whatever happened, it wasn't one of those, you know, minor things. It was kind of one of those things where it's going to be, you know, a few weeks. So I think this is Blake's game. I said that a couple weeks ago. I said, look, Blake's going to have to take us wherever we're going to go here. And then maybe when we get to a bowl game, I think that's when Gary will really be available. But, you know, hey, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, absolutely. JJ joining us, radio analyst for the Baylor Bears on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. As we preview our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. It's the Big 12 championship game, Baylor and Oklahoma State. What kind of a drop-off is there from the passing standpoint? I know with Bohannon, dual threat, but you know, he's not going to see much running out of Blake Shapen. So how does the passing game change with Blake in there against this Oklahoma State defense?
Yeah, that's a great question. I like observation. Coaches will tell you, hey, nothing changes. And then you just watch them how they call plays. That's what I like to do. As a former quarterback that's been through, you know, game plan kind of, you know, development and implementation and coaches talking to quarterback about what you're comfortable with, I don't think there's any scale back in the passing game, which is interesting. But if we think about it, Gary is not, you know, he's got what, 9 starts. So he came this season, not many starts, and Blake now has 2. So he had 2 really young quarterbacks anyway. So really with Blake, we've seen more what I would call traditional drop back type of a passing attack. For Gary, it was more on the move kind of things. He was in the pocket. Now, Gary had really developed well over the last 2 years, 3 years on really developing that pocket. But Blake, that's what he is. You don't have him on the move as much as Gary would be. But coach is more than willing to call pass plays. I remember, and I think I said this in one interview, is that when Blake Shapen came into the game against Kansas State, which is a solid defense, I think of the first 11 plays, coach called 7, maybe 8 passes, which that tells me right away that they have confidence in this young man's ability to throw the ball.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, so Oklahoma State, and we'll get a little more into their defense, but they like to get into the backfield. They like to create havoc, either pressuring the quarterback, stuffing the run game. If you're calling plays for Baylor and you are going to throw and you say, all right, Shapen, you're our guy and we've got trust in you, how do they attack that? Do you go with quick slants? I mean, if you got a guy that's just going to drop back, do you go with quick passes, short passes, and how much do you risk throwing the ball deep to kind of keep OSU honest? It's kind of a chess match.
No, it really is, and they have a really good defense, and these guys are veterans, and Coach Knowles has been around the block a few times. So, you know, it's interesting as I watch video on them and how they attacked us last game. I thought first down, and it's interesting, most teams play heavy, heavy run on first down. Oklahoma State kind of plays what I call read run on first down, especially early in the drive, meaning that they're thinking run, but they're going to try to handle it with their front guys. They're not going to try to, you know, buzz a safety down most of the time early. So like if you just first come out. So I think early on Baylor's first play of the game last time, Abram went for like 8 yards. They were playing kind of what I call base. They were doing a read run set, I call it. And then they hit him with a deep one. So I think if you have a little success on first down, they're going to now play a game with you. So I don't think the first play you come out and you do play action, you throw it. I think you do run on them at first down if you're not in what I call positive territory. If you're like at the 20, 25, you call a run play, your best one or whatever set you have. But then I think if you're successful there, or if you get a 2nd and 6 or 7 or 2nd and 6, they're going to really, believe it or not, on 2nd and 6, 7, and 8, I think that's when they really play the run. They really are going to play a game with you. So it is really very much a chess match. They have veteran guys, and I think OU kind of showed how you attack this defense. You have to attack their corners and safeties. Your tight ends have to play well. Your guys on the outside are going to have to make a few plays. They will PI you. It depends on how they're going to call the game. That's how you have to attack them eventually to get them to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and that'll be interesting to see how they play because Abram Smith, Treston Ebner, OSU's got to figure, all right, they're going to play a big part in this game. I wonder if they pinch in a little bit more to try to stop that run and leave their corners on an island. That might create a mismatch in favor of Baylor. Who knows?
No, you're right. And I think Coach put something on tape that we really hadn't showed recently. And that's Ebner out of the backfield. We really probably saw something that we wanted to attack at Tech, but we used Ebner split out wide. He ran a fade against the backer. I think he ran kind of a slot corner, a slot fade. So they've shown they'll put him outside. So I do think the Cowboys are going to say, hey, we don't want you to run. But I also think, Bill, since they played us, I think deep down they feel like they don't have to play many games to stop our run. That's what I think they feel, that like, hey, look, we believe we can handle it with, you know, our guys up front, Malcolm Rodriguez, Tanner McAllister, Devin Harper, those linebackers, and that hybrid safety. We think we can handle it. We don't think we have to play many games. So I think they will wait to see if Baylor then is having success. They'll then start playing a lot of games. But I think they can handle. I think they think they can handle it with their front, and maybe they can.
Yeah. JJ Joe, radio analyst for Baylor, joining us here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline as we preview the can't-miss game of the week. Of course, it's the Big 12 championship game, Baylor and Oklahoma State. Let's talk about Baylor's defense. Number 2 in the conference, right behind Oklahoma State. And Jalen Petrie may be the best overall defender, not only in the conference, but in the country. Talk about him specifically, and then just what you've seen from the defense this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think really what the development has been is up front. I think, you know, with the development of, and I'll get to Petrie in a second, Siaki Ika really starting to, I think, step up and kind of be a bell cow in the middle. Does he have improvement? Yeah, he has a little bit of improvement, I think, in this pass rush, but he's a very powerful guy, moves laterally pretty good as well. Gabe Hall has been a big development. He didn't start to begin the season. He's a defensive end. I call him almost like a tackle by the true five technique. He's about 6'5", 290. He's a young man that's really developed. He didn't start the season starting. Brayden Nutley was. And I think Brayden Nutley may have started against Oklahoma State. And Brayden is like 6'1", 270. So all of a sudden now you get a guy that's a little bit bigger, a little bit more sturdy. So I think his development, well, along with Cole Maxwell playing well, and Garmon Randolph playing well, Those guys up front have been the biggest development, because what happened is we have found a way to start pass rushing better without having to blitz every time. Now, Jalen Petrie, when you do need a blitz, and he's going to come. Coach is aggressive. He very much is, Bill. I mean, he is a dynamic young player that's really developed. I mean, he got here. He's the only one that stuck from that 16 class way back when. And he's just a special guy that has a nose for the ball. I'll be interested to see where he plays when he goes to the next level, because he will get a shot. He plays fast. He plays aggressive. He plays violent. And that's what you want from that space, that star position.
JJ, you talked about learning to pass rush without blitzing. Did they have that the first time that they played Oklahoma State, or were they still developing it?
I think still developing it. Like I said, I mean, I don't think Gabe Hall played, and he's really, I think he got 2 sacks against Kansas State. He's got, I think, 6 sacks on the season. He may be leading the team. He didn't start the season So he's really come on. He's a sophomore. So, I mean, you know, he was learning. He just took a leap during the season. So that wasn't there. But Oklahoma State is not a big drop back team. They'll do it some, but they like to put Spencer on the move a little bit, so that changes how you rush the passer. And he'll do some drop back. So I don't think it was their bill. I think they've developed it. They've gotten better. But nevertheless, it'll be different, because I think Oklahoma State wants to really do a lot of stuff on the move, which really kind of eliminates, or at least reduces, the impact of the pass rush.
Yeah, and so Coach Dave Aranda likes that. That's a part of his game. How does that change, and how do you get Sanders to throw? Because I think that's the one area where you can maybe take advantage. Sanders threw a couple of interceptions, even in this Bedlam game. How do you force him to throw the football and make mistakes?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, he did it against Baylor. I don't think they really need to throw the ball. I mean, but I think this week, I think if we all look at it, everybody's kind of nicked up. I watched the Oklahoma State OU game last week, and you could tell that Jalen Warren is not 100%. You know, I haven't read a report, but I just watched him. I watched him the whole game, and there's a few times I said, like, okay, they're going to run Jalen here. And either Spencer ran it or they threw it, and you kind of watch him. He just didn't look like he was full tilt, like he was 2 or 3 games ago, where he was running through guys and running through tackles. He still had a solid game. So I think that this Oklahoma State team, because, like, even, you know, Baylor's running backs, and nobody's 100% now, that they'll probably have to throw it just a tad bit more, simply because I think Jalen Warren may be operating at 90 or 85 versus 100. But you're going to have to stop him in the run game. If you slow him in the run game, then you get Spencer to throw it. And he typically will make he'll put the ball at risk. Let me put it away. He'll put the ball at risk a couple times. And the question is, will your guys catch it or pick up that fumble?
JJ, great having you on as always. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. And we'll have more on Big 12 this week from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's go.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. You can listen to the show on Sirius XM, channel 375. That is the Big 12 channel. And Big 12 this week airs 6 Eastern, channel 375. Check it out sometime. Lots of coaching changes and lots of coaching moves, and the Big 12 affected by it all.
All right, we're a perennial top 5, 10, 15 team every single year. All right, we're playing that kind of football. This job is going to attract the very best in the coaching world.
He's back, Bob Stoops, on an interim basis while they find a permanent replacement for Lincoln Riley. We'll get into that in a moment. But Sonny Dykes was introduced as the TCU head coach earlier this week after spending the last 4 seasons as the head coach at SMU, where he completed such a remarkable turnaround. They had an offense that ranked among the nation's best. SMU spent 19 weeks in the top 25, and he put together 3 consecutive winning seasons for SMU for the first time since the mid-1980s. And I think this is a good hire because we had talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show. When Oklahoma and Texas leave, there's that gap of which program's going to be the villain. Like, which program or programs will be the teams that when you beat them, it's like, yeah, that's a signature mark. And you really have an opportunity here to build a program in the Big 12. And Oklahoma State, they could take over as that next villain just based on the longevity of Mike Gundy and the success that they're having. And Sonny Dykes is a guy that can recruit in the Metroplex. And his ability to utilize that transfer portal, he could get TCU going in the right direction right away. And they can certainly get into the mix. And he's got a chance to build something there at TCU, I believe. Something off of what Gary Patterson has in place.
You know, look, I think here's the thing that is true, I think, at any level of football. You know, all you have to do is look at the Big 12 right now, okay? The championship game is this Saturday, and it's between the 2 teams in the Big 12 that have the best 2 defenses, okay? When you look right now, Oklahoma State and Baylor are the best 2 defenses in this league. So if you want to win championships, especially in the Big 12, but really anywhere in football, you have to play defense. You have to play defense at a very, very high level. And so that's where it all begins. You know, we want our teams to play hard consistently. That's one of the things that I think we've always taken a tremendous amount of pride in, is that when our team takes the field, you know we're going to play hard, winning football, tough, physical, hard-nosed football for 60 minutes. You know, our guys won't give up no matter what happens. Good things that happen, we'll keep our head down and keep playing. When bad things happen, we'll keep our head down and keep playing. So that's what I want our team to be known as, is a team that is going to show up, is going to play a physical brand of football, going to execute at a high level. And really, I want our guys to have fun. I want our guys to have fun playing for each other and enjoy the experience.
All right, that's Sonny Dykes. Listen, he had success at SMU. He had, in terms of Power 5, he was asked about this. Look, at Cal, things were kind of a mess. Things didn't turn out in the three seasons when you were at Cal.
Yeah, you know, I think when I went to Cal, I mean, Cal was kind of going to be a long-time rebuild. You know, when I took the job, we knew what we were getting into. We knew it was going to be rough. I think TCU's program is in much different shape maybe right now than that was at that time. So, you know, it wasn't good in the beginning. You know, I think the thing that we did is we consistently got better. You know, we went 1-5-8 wins and a bowl win, first pick in the draft, won a bowl game in this stadium against Air Force. And so, you know, we continued to get better every single year. Knew it was going to be a bit of a rebuilding process. But, you know, the numbers were the numbers. I was fortunate enough to get another opportunity at SMU. And to me, it was much more I knew much more what I was getting into. You know, and I think we had a lot of changes at Cal from the top down and didn't have a ton of stability.
All right. I'm willing to give him a pass at Cal. I just don't think that was a very good situation for him. He's a Texas guy. He's the son of Spike Dykes. I mean, this just feels more like an area where Sonny's going to be able to excel. All right. Texas Tech, their new football coach, Joey McGuire, has filled 4 of his 10 assistant coaching positions. And he's plucked away from SMU and Baylor. He's keeping Tech running backs coach DeAndre Smith, adding Josh Buchbinder, who comes from Baylor, where, of course, McGuire was associate head coach for 2.5 seasons. And he brings along SMU's special teams coordinator, Kenny Perry, who will be an associate head coach and the special teams coordinator for the Red Raiders. Buchbinder was a part of the quality control staff for the Bears. He'll coach secondary for the Red Raiders. And then DeAndre Smith, he followed Matt Wells from Utah State. He'll stay on. This will be his 4th season. And, of course, his son, Donovan Smith, was starter for the last 3 games of the regular season. So that's where we are with Texas Tech and TCU. Now, over to Oklahoma, President Harris, AD Castiglione, they were all smiles and positive, and so was Bob Stoops. Back in Oklahoma for the time being, and they're putting a positive spin on Lincoln Riley heading out to USC.
Talking to our fan base out there, I'm talking to our recruits out there, I'm talking to our players' parents out there. I've had multiple meetings already with players, going out recruiting tonight. And the message to all of you is, listen, when I arrived here on December 1, 1998, there was something to be concerned about. A lot to be concerned about. 4 straight years without a winning record. No bowl games. Da-da-da-da-da. 2 years later, we were 13-0 and won the national championship. This place is in a hell of a lot better shape than it was on December 1, 1998. All right, we're a perennial top 5, 10, 15 team every single year. All right, we're playing that kind of football. This job is going to attract the very best in the coaching world, and they're already lined up and calling Joe, hitting people the way they do. This is a real job. This is a great job, a great university with great leadership. And so all you fans, and again, player parents, everyone, just understand, give it a little bit of time, and you're going to see this is just a little bump in the road. There's not one guy, one person in the history of this program that's bigger than the program. Coach Switzer, myself, or Lincoln Riley. And what I told the players is they are the program. Players throughout these decades, they are OU football, not us as a coach. All right, that is, I'm in the hall, getting in the Hall of Fame because of them. the players, the coaches around them, all of that. But those players are the ones who are OU football. And they'll stick together. They stick together. They'll continue to be OU football, championship football, the way we're used to playing it.
All right, Bob Stoops, a couple of thoughts. One, admirable of Coach Stoops to step in. They need him. They need a voice and a face that people are familiar with. Two, it's mission critical. The program is in better shape than when he first came there. That's true. But it's mission critical because if there wasn't a familiar face or voice, there would have been panic. There would have been lost. There's already some recruits that are gone. So getting him in there, getting him on the recruiting trail, good move. Now, moving to the SEC from a sports decision, I don't get it. Let's just throw out the SEC. All right, let's not even say that Oklahoma or Texas moving to the SEC. Just throw that out. Let's just say that you're moving to a conference from 10 to 12 teams to 16. I mean, if I asked you that from a competitive standpoint, from a football standpoint, you have an opportunity to move from a 10-team conference to 16. Why would you move? You'd say, well, wait a minute. Instead of competing against 9 teams, now I'm going to compete against 15? I mean, just the odds go down. There's more competition. The only program that could possibly benefit maybe would be OU men's basketball. I mean, I don't need to tell you about football. Women's basketball, tough. Softball, brutal. You're going to throw Patty Gasso's girls up there against Alabama, Florida, Missouri, and others on a weekly basis? That just got tougher. Baseball? Baseball generates, for some of these schools, more revenue than men's basketball at quite a few of their schools. That competition goes up. Volleyball, they've had multiple teams over the last 3-4 years that have been in the top 10. So ultimately, I think that's why Lincoln Riley is getting out. He's getting a great deal, and he's going to be able to recruit at Southern Cal, and instead of facing Georgia, Alabama, Florida, LSU, Ole Miss, Arkansas, along with Texas, he can face Cal, Arizona, Oregon State, Washington State, Colorado. Yeah. 6 of the 12 teams in the Pac-12 are bowl eligible. 13 are bowl eligible in the SEC this year. 13 of 14 are bowl eligible. There are the same amount of SEC teams that are bowl eligible as there are in the Pac-12 and Big 12 combined. So there's an opportunity. Why would you go into that mess? Now, Athletic Director Joe Castiglione, took him a long time to get to this answer, but he does say that Lincoln was on board with going to the SEC. But it takes him a long time to get to that answer.
Coach Riley was brought into the conversation, the thought process that we were having about the future of college athletics, the rapidly changing landscape, the sands, and whatever euphemism you want to use, and what we could see happening down the road. And we talked about that with him. He was engaged in our thoughts about it, and he was definitely on board with it. And many conversations since, you know, the announcement was made, you know, continued to be very much on board with it. And like I said earlier, we were talking about the you know, the resources and the process and things that we're going to want to have in place as we move toward the transition.
All right, whenever that occurs. All right. Okay, so he said that he was on board. I don't know. We all have opinions on that. We don't know for sure. Do we want to hear from Lincoln Riley? He had some things to say about Stoops and OU. We'll play a little bit of this.
Very fortunate, Oklahoma. I walked into a phenomenal situation.
Bob Stoops was a phenomenal head coach for me the first 2 years there, and somebody I learned a lot from and still will rely on a lot as I go forward in this job. The things I learned there, Oklahoma has phenomenal alignment from the president, the AD, on down. It's set up for success, and there's a reason why that program has been so successful for years on end, and it's going to continue to be successful. So I think the alignment was
that's
key.
Enough. All right, that's enough. That's debatable. They had their niche in the country. And now you're throwing that. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Enough of that. Enough of that talk about that other conference. All right, so there we go. That's kind of the latest with coaching moves and hires and additions, et cetera, et cetera. Let me take a break, come back, and we've got more coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football. Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
We return to Big 12 this week. It's time for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. Catalina Lime Mixer, Aloha Beaches, Zest I Ever Had, and House Rules. Big 12 Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Making It Look Natural. You know, there were big games. There were games that had more importance. But that's not the focus of this feature. It's on individual performances. And anytime you set an NCAA FBS record, you will be part of Making It Look Natural. We go back to the Iowa State Cyclones 48-14 win over TCU. And Breece Hall was making it look natural. 242 yards and four touchdowns.
First and 10 Cyclones from the 20. And there's a give to Breece Hall. Up the middle he goes. Here goes Breece. 30, 40, to the 50. He's got a blocker in front of him. It's Xavier Hutchinson. He's to the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Breece Hall, 80 yards. First and 10 Cyclones from the 20. And there's a give to Breece Hall. Up the middle he goes. Here goes Breece. 30, 40, to the 50. He's got a blocker in front of him. It's Xavier Hutchinson. He's to the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Breece Hall, 80 yards.
John Walters, that is Breece Hall making it look natural. He broke the record that was set back in 1968 through 1970. Bill Burnett had 23 straight games for Arkansas. It's a new record. Breece Hall, Iowa State, the junior, could be a high pick in next spring's NFL draft. Could have been his final home game. He's making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
For JJ Joe and John Holcomb, my guest, appreciate having them on. I'm Bill Pollack. Enjoy the big game this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.